Today I've got David Swindle. Now, it's not a name that most of you may not recognise. All depends. If you're into your true crime, then this is the man that you need to listen to. So, David, thank you very much for agreeing to speak to me, and tell my listeners who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm delighted to speak to you. It's been a busy couple of weeks, and you've been trying to get to me. It's been a full-on trip. I'm David Swindle. I was a former senior detective, former senior investigating officer in the police in Scotland, and had literally worked in hundreds of murder investigations. And currently, this year, 2023, I'm touring the UK with a show called The Makings of a Murderer.
Excellent. And you're coming to Felixstowe in June. And it's a Friday night. I'm just checking my calendar because my brain isn't as good as it used to be. June the 16th. And you're going to be at Felixstowe Spa, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's one of the many venues. And I'm really looking forward to that. And it's a Friday night. And it's a good night out for people. And, you know, the big thing about this, you know, is that a lot of people, when they hear it, true crime, is it all about the killer? No. The balance, and if anyone goes online and looks at my website, davidswindle.com, you'll see I'm about the victims. And one of the things that I always say, and I say it in the show, is that, you know, we should never forget what the killers have done to the victims.
Yes.
But we should never forget the victims. And sometimes there's too much focus on some of the programmes on the killer. So let's try and remember the victims. And there's a big focus of that in the show. You know, what I'm speaking about experience, I'm speaking about nobody murders, I'm speaking about the one thing that people always ask, can you commit the perfect murder and get away with it?
Yeah, you mentioned the victims. Now, a couple of weeks ago on ITV, there was a dramatised show about Raoul Moat, and me and my wife watched it, and for the life of us, we couldn't remember the names of the victims. And that's quite sad, isn't it? That we remember Raoul Moat, but we don't remember any victims.
You know something, it's a really, really common thing, that, and it's a sad thing, and that's what I'm trying to redress to a certain extent nationally. And it's interesting, last week it was actually in Cambridge, and the same thing came up the following night in Blackpool, because I do a photo shoot after that, you know, after the show, and two women at the separate events came to me and said, you've changed my perspective. She says, I look at Fred West, which is one of the cases I mentioned, and Rosemary West, and I look at that, and now I'm thinking about the victims. And that, for me, is the result. And the same thing came up the following night in a different way. She says, what I like is I like the fact that you have threaded this about the victims. And that is the thing, and I say it quite early on, we should never forget that these killers have killed human beings, someone's daughter, someone's son, and that's the big thing. And a lot of, if people search me online, as they always do before they go to these events, you will see that I have also a thing called Victims Abroad, and there's a lot of things on the website as well called, it's about victim-focused crime, it's we should leave no stone unturned, and historical cases, it should never matter how long it takes. And cold cases features in the show as well.
Yeah, now, your big one, it's, I don't like to glamorise it, but unfortunately, the glamorisation does form part of it, and it shouldn't, but Peter Tobin was your big one, wasn't he?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you have these, you know, career and lifetime and personal, you know, significant landmarks in your life, and that was one. And Peter Tobin, the serial killer who's killed other people, there is no doubt about it, and that started, I was a detective superintendent, a senior officer, and what was Strathclyde Police, and I was the senior investigating officer for the murder of Polish student Angelika Klut in the church. And during that, I formed the opinion he's killed before, and I set up a thing called Operation Anagram, looking at Tobin's life. And as a result of that, working with police forces throughout the UK, we actually found two bodies of two young women that had been missing people for over 15 years, Dinah McNichol and Vicky Hamilton, buried in a garden in Kent. So the real thing about that is something that's significant in my mind. It's significant for these families, and you know, I always think there's too many. There's a lot of nobody murders, people in prison have killed people and not revealing where they go, and that is a big, you know, as you say, it's not a glamorise, it's a horrible, horrible thing that Tobin did. He's a horrible, horrible individual, and he's killed other people, but he's never revealed. And the thing is, he buries bodies. He targets vulnerable people. So how do you know what he's done? And Tobin has killed more people that we don't know of.
I have to ask, because it's probably the question you get asked all the time. I'm going to say two words to you. Bible John. Is he Bible John?
No. And a simple one-word answer, no. And I have the benefits of that, knowing that that Peter, that I, when I was the DCI in the city centre in Glasgow, a team reviewed that case, which even does Bible John, you know, because that's the label that was put on, you know, three killings of three women that had been been at the Barrowland Ballroom in Glasgow in the 60s. Now, are they all connected? I'm not sure. Maybe the same person for two and one. But we've looked at Tobin, there's no evidence. And sadly, there's a lot of speculation. And it's by people that weren't in the police and weren't involved in the investigation. So as far as professionally and personally, no.
Yeah, see, exactly. It's alluded to what I said earlier about glamorisation. I think we want it to be him, don't we, I think? You know, just because it just rounds, you know, not rounds off, I don't mean it in a crass way, but it's an answer. It's something, isn't it? And unfortunately, the media give nicknames out, don't they? They give Bible John out. Like we had the killer in Ipswich.
I think you've been at the show, because I speak about the labels that they have there. You know, the Suffolk Strangler, you know, the Yorkshire Ripper, Jack the Ripper, you know, Bible John, the labels, because people catch on to the labels on it. And it's as if you've been at the show, because I actually talk about these cases and I talk about the labels that are put on it. The danger, and you said that people want it, the dangers are that someone's a serial killer, someone's a killer, they're evil, they're bad, they've killed for whatever reasons, they've killed because they're evil to satisfy their lust. The dangers are that people say, well, Tobin's done that one, Sutcliffe's done that one, Fred West done that one. It's unfair to speculate for families to think their loved one has been the victim of a serial killer, and that is the big thing. Yeah,
we had that in Suffolk. We've got the unsolved murder of Vicky Hall, and everyone was lumping that onto Steve Wright. Whether, you know, they just try and make things work, they try and make things fit just to get a resolution. As you say, it's not fair on the family of Vicky Hall, is it? It's that speculation. It's raking up old ground. If there's nothing there, let's not sell newspapers, let's find the killer.
Well, there's a lot of the armchair detectives out there, and you know, I one of the questions that's asked, you know, people ask me this a lot, are there too many true crime programmes? No, there's not, because rightly so, the public deserve to know what the killers have done, but we have to be careful. We have to be careful about glamorising and, as you're saying there, speculation, and that's the danger, you know. And it's far too easy for people to go the path of least resistance and say, because that person is the killer, killed other people, they've killed an individual. There needs to be evidence, and that's the sad thing. This is going back to the old days, you know, the Life in Mars days, Gene Hunt, the old style policing days, you know, well, he's a bad person or she's a bad person, so it must have been them. No, there needs to be evidence. And it's unfair for families. It's unfair for families to think their loved one was killed by an individual and there's no evidence.
Exactly that. Now, I'm just going to touch on a Scottish case. Obviously, you're Scottish. Belkis, the murder of Jodie Jones.
It's a case I did. There's so much speculation surrounding that case. And suffice to say that, you know, the person that was convicted of that is in prison, and that person has appealed through the normal routes. But I'm aware of the campaign round about it, and it's one case that I am not involved in, and I don't make public comments. Suffice to say, a young woman lost her life, and we should always remember that. And there's someone in prison for it, someone convicted. But I'm aware there's a lot of controversy and a lot of campaigns there. But you know, it's not one. Seriously, it's not one that actually was involved in. But I do know about the campaigners, things like that. But for me, it's something that I prefer not to comment on, because
there's another thing, because
there's so much out there on it and so many active things on it, but it's one I don't comment.
A bit weird, this morning I woke up and I heard your voice. I'm like, I had a few drinks last night, I haven't phoned him yet, but he was on my telly. The wife was watching Crimes That Shook Britain, and it was the Peter Tobin case, and there he was on my television in my bedroom this morning. I just thought, this is weird.
Well, I'll give you another one. I thought you were going to tell me the latest one, and I mentioned this at the show. there's a new series out, and it's on Amazon Prime, and it's called Becoming Ian Brady. It went out.
We watched that last week.
Yeah, and you would hear my voice in that as well. And you'll find that, and I mentioned that at the show, because it's interesting, because one of the things is it nature nurture or killers born evil? And I refer people, says, have a look at that programme, look at that series. You'll hear me narrating through it, and they will hear the voices of the experts. There's an expert, a psychologist on it, and he's saying he was bullied at school. You know, things like that. It was to do with his mum. So it's an very interesting, it was a well put together programme. It was well put together.
It was a different angle for a change. You know, it was refreshing to see a slightly different angle on it.
Yeah, it's good. And you know, something like that, before I take part of it. I like to know how it's going to be structured, you know, because I don't want to be involved in the sensationalisation of Ian Brady, of all people. But it was exactly, a good angle, yeah. And it does raise, it's quite interesting, the stuff on it. But you're right about the TV stuff. That one you probably talk about, that's probably an older one, Credit Shoot Britain. I've done quite a few of them, and I do them because I think we should never forget what these people do, and there's answers out there still. There might be people that know stuff about Tobin, it's always out there for it. But yeah, that's spooky. You come home after the pub and hear my voice and speak to me today. Yeah.
It was. I was like, oh dear, I've not pressed dial by mistake, have I? what are your thoughts on people's fascination with true crime, and especially serial killers? Now, I'll tell you a little story. I had a fascination since I was a boy. So I'm 53 now, so when I was sort of 10, 11, it was around about the time of Peter Sutcliffe and Dennis Milson. And we, as a family, we'd sit round together and watch 6 o'clock news, and that was our only source of information. So as a 12, 13-year-old boy, I'd go to the library and ask for books on serial killers. I'm surprised social services didn't put me away. Nowadays, you just press a button on your phone, you've got all the information there. But when I was 12, 13, I had to go to the library and seek it out.
I think perhaps it's better that it's out there. It's better that people don't have to go in the way that you're speaking and have to sneak into the library, have to hide it. I get worried about it. It's out there now, and rightly so. I think there's more of a thirst for information from the public. Things move fast. Social media, you'll see I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. I've even got a TikTok channel now, which my social media colleague has told me about. And I use social media a lot, you know, to do with the cases of working abroad, because to reach people for appeals in other languages. And I think that the advent of TV, the advent of, you know, social media, there's more of a thirst for knowledge and an understanding. And you know, the people that go to the shows, to my shows, there's a mixture of the real true crime fans. There's a lot of professional people there. There's a lot of people in the social services. There's police officers, there's prison officers, yes. And it's interesting to speak to them at the end. And they also have an interaction. You know, they can go online and they put in questions. And my social media colleague, Catherine, she's at home in the borders near Edinburgh, and she's in at half time, takes a screenshot, sends me them, and I come out and read out some of the questions and feed them back. But I don't do a question and answer, you know, speak to people, and you can't do it in big audiences. But the thing is that rightly so, people want to know. They're entitled to know. And also, there's an education in it too. The things about early intervention, and if you saw the case, the Ian Brady one, you have picked up a bit about the cruelty to the animals, the cat. And these are early intervention signs for people progressing to more serious behaviour. So rightly so, people want to know that. There's people like teachers that come to these events or my events, people that watch these things and they say, that's an early thing that I need to watch for a kid in the class that's maybe behaving that way. So yeah, there's a thirst for it. As long as it, you know, the thirst for it, they remember the victim, and that's the thing. Don't focus that there was one, the Jeffrey Dahmer series on, and that was all about Jeffrey Dahmer and one of these channels, and that is not balanced towards victims at all. And it's interesting that it's interesting you said that about Ronald Moat as well. You know, who are the victims? And that's an interesting point.
Now the Jeffrey Dahmer, was that the Evan Peters drama?
Yeah, I don't know who made it. It was on an American channel, quite a big American channel.
I watched it, but after about 2 episodes, I gave up. I just didn't like it. There was nothing there. It wasn't teaching anything I didn't know, and it did seem glamorising the whole Dahmer thing, and that's not what we
were looking for. And I get that feeling, you know, when I say that at the opening up, you know, the serial killers should never forget what they've done with victims, and sometimes there's a fascination. There's TV programmes out there. There's a particular series just now that is on about the killer Jeffrey Dahmer, and everybody, you hear people, some people clap. I actually had a situation in a venue last week, and I've said to you, it's about the victims, and they clapped. Everybody clapped, and that was the first time I've had that when I see it. I found that very refreshing for what I'm doing. Very refreshing.
Unfortunately, I can't make it to your show because I've got a funeral that day, and then I'm going away the following day. But my wife's coming with one of her friends, so she'll be able to relay it all to me. So
Felix, so I think they might do other ones too in that area. Have a look and see where else we are, and follow me on Twitter as well. If you're on Twitter, it's Crime Expertise.
Yes, I think I may have actually followed you from yesterday, because it was your
Catherine.
Colleague Catherine that got in touch with me.
I think I did follow you back. quite a deluge of photos last night, and yeah, I think I did. So yeah, keep an eye on that, and you'll also find what you'll also find really interesting too is the other work that I do to do with victims abroad, people that are killed abroad, and some cases that are working on abroad, and you'll find that interesting. And I also, the podcast, I've got the podcast which you'll have seen, and we're going to be putting more on that. So if anyone's listening, watch this space. We're going to put more on it about some other cases and some other police things, cold case stuff, in the next couple of weeks.
Excellent. So all of the listeners on Felixstowe Radio, I will post a link on my social media pages so you can get hold of it and see what David's all about.
Yes, that would be great, because social media, you know, there's a lot of people say, oh, social media is terrible. Nothing's managed properly. And I use
exactly
it. I use it. And I've got, you know, I've got my own sort of platforms. I've got the website for Victims Abroad. What we do is someone that's killed abroad and I'm working on, we buy the domain for the victim's name, and then we run the whole website that's got flags on it, can be read in different languages. So social media is a big thing, and I appreciate if you share my davidswindle.com, my crime expertise, any of the links that you have for you, you'll get from Catherine on your footnotes for the show.
Yeah, everyone will get to know about it as soon as this goes out on air.
And where will this be shown then? Which area will you broadcast? You're broadcasting it next week, are you?
It'll probably be what day? It'll probably be a week on Tuesday, so we're sort of getting close to the show. So I don't want to sort of do it and then you're still 3 weeks away, because then people will forget. So I'll do it sort of the week before, because people can rush out and get tickets for it. And
that's a good idea.
I'll link it on Twitter to you and Catherine, the link to the show, etc. Now, I was quite surprised because I saw the spa in Felixstowe. They advertised that you were going on the Jeremy Vine show. So I thought, if one JV can do it, me, Jamie Verzi, can do it as well. So you interviews with two JVs in a week. How good is that?
Yes. Jeremy Vine is, I think it's the 1st of June, I think it is. It's next week, I think. So I'm actually in the studio, so I'm doing that. So, no, that's good. I saw someone shared that. That was interesting. They're quite proactive with it. So it's great. Spread the message and share. I've done a few interviews with the radio. It's interesting that you've got an understanding. It's interesting that you came home last night to the pub and heard my voice on the radio. And you've seen the Ian Brady series. So, and you've got an interest in it. You've got an understanding where I'm trying to come from.
Yeah, it's an interest I've had since I was a young child, and now it's not hidden anymore, as you say, because it's so prevalent now. Every other TV channel is doing something, and people are talking about it now. So I'm not hiding it away. It's no longer a guilty secret. I'm not hiding it away in shame. I can actually talk to people about it.
Yes, you can share like-minded. Yeah, with like-minded people. Yes. There's a lot of them out there. And rightly so. Why not?
It is indeed. And I think, David, we've covered most things, so we wrap this up. But I'm going to put you on the spot, because I'm a radio show and I play a lot of music. Name me your favourite song and I'll play it straight after this interview.
It's very difficult, you know. I mean, probably people will think of me as, you know, something like the theme tune for the Sweeney. But no, it's not. I think Fleetwood Mac Rumours, some of the stuff from that. You know, I think so.
Okay, I'll get some off Rumours then. Play that for you, David.
Yes.
So, I'll say goodbye, and thank you very much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to record this interview. It's greatly appreciated, because some people, they forget the local. You know, they do these things
and
ignore the local outputs, and it's the local outputs that help put, let's be crass, at bums on seat.
People
are going to listen to Felixstowe Radio and think, do you know what, I never knew about that. I'm going to get a ticket for that. So
Exactly. No, I'm a great believer in spreading the word and you know, for the show, but also the inquiries and working in Spain. We do stuff locally in Catalonia. I've got someone out there, so local radio, Catalonian radio, things like that. So you're right, we should never forget the local people, the local radio stations, because that's where the communities are, and that's where the people are coming to see the makers of a murderer.
It is. Well, I hope it goes well. And how long into the tour? How many dates you done so far?
Oh goodness, I've lost count of them now. I've been doing it since February. About 30, maybe 30, maybe at least. I've got two here in Southampton. There's one last night, and there's one tonight. The one tonight was a sellout, so they've got another one in last night. So it's going to be a big one tonight, big sellout tonight. So quite a lot. I've done a lot, and some really big venues and some really nice local venues. But there's a real the same themes. I push the same themes, and I get the same feedback. Victims and people understand that, and that's the big issue. And I really appreciate you taking time to contact me. And apologies for the delay, but I've been all over the place the last last couple of days, and I've got decent signals where I am in sunny Southampton just now.
No, it's great. You know, you take some time out of your schedule to do this, so it doesn't matter. As I said to Catherine, morning, noon or night, I could fit it in. It's not a problem. So
That's what I like, because as a former police officer, I work every hour of the day, and you know, I appreciate you making the time on a holiday weekend on a Saturday.